Welcome to the QU podcast. I'm your host, Ashley Zimmerman, coming to you from North Campus and the QU Media Podcast Network. This is a student production of the latest news, sports, and happenings on campus. In the studio with me, I have Sarah Warning, a transfer student here at QU.
Hey, everybody. I'm Sarah. Thank you, Ashley, for having me today.
Of course. I'm glad you were able to make it in the studio with me through rain and shine. Today we're going to be talking about what homecoming week was like and just talk about a few of the events that took place during homecoming week. But before we get into talking about all the homecoming excitement and get into all the events, we will be right back after this short break. All right, welcome back, everybody, and we're going to get started today. So, Sarah, you're a transfer student this year, and I'm just going to kind of ask you what it was like homecoming at QU compared to what it was like at your transfer school. So tell me about your transfer school, where you transferred from, and kind of what it was like for them.
So I transferred from John Wood Community College, so it's just right here in town. It was nothing like how QU was. Like, QU has so many events, like, and we didn't have, like, a football team, so we'd have a basketball homecoming, so it wasn't around this time when we would have a homecoming, and we had a dance, like, it was a natural dance, so it was just like high school. I didn't attend the dance. A lot of people really didn't. It wasn't, like, a super big deal to go to. But, yeah, QU definitely has way more events and more things to go to than John Wood did.
I noticed that, like, transfer schools, I feel, since it's not a big university, homecoming's not a big thing, especially because community college, you have lots of different age groups there, and homecoming is just not a big deal. It's not as relevant. Overall, what is your opinion on QU homecoming and how it's different? Do you like how they operate here, the events that they put on and everything? Is there anything that you don't like or you didn't think was really interesting?
Yeah, I think, like, it's really cool that they have all these events. I wish they would post it out a better way because I feel like a lot of people didn't even know about these events. I had a girl in my class didn't even know about one of the events that I went to, and I was like, yeah, I had to explain to her how to figure out when QU does certain things. And so I wish they would post it out better, like have it more in the hallways and stuff. But, and I also wish they could kind of have it, like, look at, like, how their students' schedules are and kind of accommodate with them, because it seems like I was almost too busy to go to most of the events.
I agree with that. I know we get the emails all the time about events and everything going on, but someone who has a part-time job, it was definitely hard for me to be able to make it to certain things or know that certain things were going on. I was like, oh, wait, like, that's going on tonight? Like, that would have been cool to go to the bonfire at the beginning of the week, but sadly, I have to close on Monday night, so that was not an option for me. So I definitely agree there could be other ways to get information out a little better. Alrighty, I'm going to be introducing a clip from QU TV reporter Jay Hamill, who is talking about the painting of Penny Lane.
Students from various organizations get designated a cement square to decorate on the highway of QU's campus. Burgers and hot dogs were served, music was being played, and college memories were being created.
Thank you to QU TV and Jay Hamill for that report. Sadly, Penny Lane was something that I was unable to make it to, that I was really hoping to make it to, especially for Phi Sigma Sigma that I am a part of, and also being a part of QU TV, that was something, but I already had other plans going on that Sunday, but I loved looking at the pictures and seeing everything that was going on and what everybody did. So, Sarah, what homecoming events were you able to attend?
So, I actually was able to go to the Balloon glow, which was really fun to like and interesting to see, you know.
I actually was able to attend the Balloon Glow myself, and actually being a Quincy native, I've gone to the Balloon Glow almost every year. There's been a few occasions where I haven't because of going to high school here. Things fall on the same days, but otherwise I just remember when it first came to Quincy how awesome it was and just amazing seeing these big hot air balloons just right there in front of your eyes. It was really awesome. So during the Balloon Glow, did you check out the vendors or anything? Was there any other events that you did? Did you watch the pep rally at all?
I was able to watch the pep rally, but I was with some friends. So, of course, like, we were talking and having fun. I went to the Red Light Bar and Grill, their catering, and I was a little upset. The food that I wanted was not available once I got up there, but I ended up getting a hamburger, and it was good. Like, they have homemade chips. I definitely would recommend, like, I think they still have a building down on Washington Square where you can go to it. So I would definitely recommend, like, if you want a good place to eat. I think it's a little pricey, but definitely worth going to.
Yeah, no, I actually, that was the vendor that I tried to. And I was really looking forward to the nachos as well. Maybe they didn't think they were going to be as big of a hit as they were, or there was just that many people and big of a turnout, which there was. There were people everywhere. But, yeah, I actually had the pulled pork sandwich because I could not have the pulled pork nachos, which was, again, yes, so sad. And I did the homemade chips as well, which are amazing. Yes, I remember I've ate there a couple of times, and I definitely recommend it. It is definitely a good restaurant to eat at. Did you take a look at Penny Lane while you were actually on campus, or did you have a chance to look at what some of the students were able to paint and the designs and what they came up with?
Yeah, I definitely, actually, after the Balloon Glow, me and my friends, we went down just to, like, look at it because we're all commuters, so we weren't able to be a part of that. Well, some of us are, like, would be able to, but it's just, as a commuter, you don't really get that chance to experience everybody that lives on the dorm, in the dorms and on campus. So we went, and I think it's so beautiful to see it because you're leaving kind of your mark for the year, and it's just nice to see what it's going to be nice to see these next few years what happens on that Penny Lane.
Yeah, it's really cool. The bowling one I think was my favorite because they had this little pin and it like had this little, like, scared face or happy face. I don't really remember, but it was just so cute. It just shows you how creative people can be and what they can do. I thought it was just, it was really awesome. Like I said, I wish I could have been there, but the Balloon Glow by far is probably my favorite event. I think, you know, having it on a Thursday in the evening is kind of cool just to kind of kick everything off. I do think, I don't know if you thought about this or not, but the vendors, it just seemed kind of like where they were placed with the balloons that it almost seemed like it was becoming chaotic once the balloons were coming out. And, you know, not everybody can get there right when it starts because people are getting off their jobs and everything. So when people were still coming in, people are wanting to eat because it's technically dinner time. I just felt those vendors maybe could have, instead of being placed all on the outside of the walls, that maybe they could have been more off to the far left, kind of toward where the volleyball courts were. I'm not for sure if that would have been a better choice, but I just felt like when the balloons were coming out, it just became a kind of a chaotic mess.
Yeah, I actually totally agree with that. Like, I feel like they were trying to move the lines, and the lines would be, like, in the way, so people couldn't really see the balloons. I remember, actually, when one of the balloons was going up, I don't know if I was quite in line yet. I think I was waiting for my food, and everybody was kind of in my way, so, like, if I took a picture, like, there was people's faces in it, different people, so, I mean, I get that I can take more pictures throughout the night, but it was just so chaotic right there.
Yeah, no, exactly. I was like, if I could make this alteration, like, I would recommend maybe kind of design it just a little different next year, just to kind of keep things from, let the balloon people not have to worry about getting involved with the lines and just this chaotic mess happening. You are listening to the Q podcast, and we will be right back after this short break. All Alrighty, and welcome back to the QU podcast. So, Sarah, were there any QU homecoming events that you were really wanting to attend? Because like we were talking about with scheduling and everything, we kind of got to miss something. So was there something besides the Balloon Glow that you were really wanting to be a part of?
So everybody knows, like, the actual, like, homecoming day, there was, like, a bunch of sports events, and one of the events that I really wanted to go to was the football game, because I haven't had a football team since high school, and I, like, that's just one of my sports I love watching. I'm a competitive person, so, like, when I watch, like, football especially, like, I'll get really competitive with it, and I feel really bad because they were doing homecoming, like, king and queen for each class, and actually one of my friends is one of the princesses. Her name's Brooke Walbring, and I felt so bad because I didn't even know, like, obviously nobody knows whose it's going to be, but, like, I wish I could have been there to witness that.
Yeah, I know Brooke, too, and I was so happy for her, and I actually, being a part of Phi Sig, our president, Kristen Hunt, was a nomination for it, and the sophomore princess, she actually got it. Cheyenne DeWeese, she was a nomination, too, and ended up becoming the princess. So I knew a few people, too. And, yeah, again, work scheduling, I was unable to make it. I thought I was going to be able to make it, but by the time I actually got off and was able to kind of get down there, I was like, well, I don't even know if I should even bother going at this point, because trying to communicate with people and get in there, I don't even know if it was worth it. The weather kind of looked iffy, too. I actually thought maybe it was going to, like, get rained out, or it was just going to be, like, a mess. But looking at the Quincy University Snapchat, I don't know if you have Quincy University on any of the social medias. I added the Snapchat one, and they were posting updates of the game and everything going on, and everybody was like so hyped, and I was like, oh my gosh, like, I want to be there so bad, and I'm not there. And I was just watching it, and I was like, maybe I should have gone. And then I contemplated it too long, and you're like, you know, there's always next year, but at the same time, it's like you want to make the most of it while you can. So, and tailgating, I just want to see what that's all about. Like, that is something that sounds so fun. Everybody talks about, and, like, to me, I guess that's, like, the quote-unquote part of the college experience is tailgating before the big games, and that's something that I've not been able to be a part of, and sadly, I don't know if I'm going to be able to be a part of it this year, because with all the games, seem like on Saturdays, that's usually a work day for me, and I'm missing it, which I find that odd. Do you? And maybe that's typical for most universities, and it's just odd to me. But I feel like football games are supposed to be on Friday nights, not Saturdays.
Yes, I totally agree. When I came to the school, and if you pay attention, the football games are at odd times. I'm used to, like, late night Fridays. Like, I will be there, like, at 8 o'clock at night if it's that late. Like, it, like, I just like that Friday late night feeling watching the game. I know it can get, like, cold or rainy, but it's part of the experience. And just, like, it, you're freezing, but you're so excited. And especially if you're, like, in the student section, at least when I was in high school, the student section was where you would be, and, like, having all those bodies around you, you're already getting warm, bringing, like, a blanket or something, you know. But the tailgating, I wish I could go to, like, a tailgate. Like, it just looks fun. Everybody always seems to have, like, a good time. So that, definitely want to experience that, but I haven't even been to a single football game, let alone a tailgate. So, yeah, I'm hoping that some things can change. Maybe during basketball season I can go to that, because, like I said, my old school only had a basketball team, so I actually got into basketball at that time. So hopefully I can at least experience a basketball game while I'm here.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. I feel like I've had no time to make it to games or sporting events because of the scheduling. It is definitely odd. I'm like, the football games are like 1 or 3. I understand maybe kind of 3 o'clock, 3 p.m. in the afternoon, but at the same time, I'm like, 1 o'clock? I'm like, that seems so odd. But I think it's because, you know, being here at the university, everybody is here all the time, where as a commuter, you're not here all the time, so you have your life still going on outside of this campus and this university, where everybody else, they may not have that many scheduling conflicts like that. I'm sure it seems like a lot of people, from people that I've talked to, have jobs like on campus and things like that, and they probably schedule things around that, or they don't have that other life outside of campus as much, so they're able to attend things, and the scheduling that, you know, you think is weird for them, I guess, seems to work out for them okay.
Yeah, something I've actually noticed a lot with a lot of people that I've met that aren't from the Quincy area or not a commuter, they typically don't have a car. Like, they don't want to bring it this far out, and it's understandable, but at the same time, like, that's a good reason that they know what's going on campus compared to somebody that is a commuter or has a car or a job, because I know a lot of people just don't have the time to have a job at the moment, because if you really think about it, when you are especially like going to a bigger university and everything, like, your focus needs to be on your schoolwork, and I understand that, but like, I have an apartment, so my focus is I need to pay my bills and do my schoolwork. So
yeah, I get that. Being a commuter as well, I know you through that status, and it definitely can be hard, because it's like, I want to be like in the college experience and the university experience, you know, enjoying everything, especially homecoming week. It's like, I haven't had that experience either since high school, and I love homecoming week. It is so fun, and I don't have an apartment or my own housing to pay for, but I still have other things like a car and everything. So, yeah, my whole heart isn't here, because I'm not strictly here on campus. I have so many other things going on outside of this responsibilities. But I think seeing how this year went, I'm going to try to maybe plan better for next year, see what I can get my hands on event-wise, so that way I can maybe prepare to make it to as much as I can.
Yeah, I definitely agree. Like, I want to definitely have, like, this college experience. My brother, who's actually, like, older than me, he's, like, going to be 24. He actually just graduated from SIUE. And one of his advice to me when I first went to college was, like, money's important, but you're only going to have this college experience once. So live your life to the fullest right now. And, like, don't worry all the time about bills. If they're getting paid off, good. But, like, as long as you're doing what you need to pay them off, like, other than that, just go have fun. Like, don't miss out on this part, because you're so young right now. Like, use that time.
No, I agree. And I think that's what I always get, like, conflicted with in my mind, is between, like, trying to have fun and be young, but also, like, you want to make the money and you feel like you got so much responsibilities to worry about. Well, Sarah, I want to thank you for joining me in the studio today. I'm really glad that you were able to make it in. Everyone, enjoy the rest of your day, and remember to be kind. This has been The Q, and we will talk to you all later.